Pay Solutionaries. This brew has been brought by Think Ad Group. You can get information by going to thinkadgroup.com and brewing solutions with the best. They are 100% Car Guy Coffee approved. Get you some.
Car Guys, Car Gals,
yes.
Welcome back to the Car Guy Cafe. This is Lou Ramirez, the Car Guy.
This is Frelin Ars, the subprime hero.
And we are brewing solutions on the Fast Trackers train. No, there's no train. There's only cars.
That's right.
Jeeps, trucks, SUVs.
Whatever. Whatever you're looking
anyway,
for.
But we are in the fast lane, folks. We are moving. Forget focus flying. Here we go. And guess who we still got in the cafe? We got Mr. Beto.
That's right, man. So we are getting to our next level of questionnaire. This is the fresh news section. Man, Beto, you know, I know there's everywhere across the country, everybody's been going through a different level of COVID awareness, you know, different rules and different things going on. You know, and a lot of people are thinking, well, over here we're good, and other places are like, we're completely shut down. So currently, right now, today is the, as a matter of fact, it's the 1st of July. What is the state of the, what is going on in El Paso, Texas?
Big things go on in Texas. Tell us about some big things in El Paso.
So right now with Texas, as of 2 days ago, they closed down the bars. They closed down the gyms. Restaurants went down to 50% capacity. The cases are on the rise. I think we're hitting 200 cases per day. We're close to 6,000 cases now. We got Juarez right on the other side of the border. And it's just cases are booming. So we are shutting down for the next at least 30 days that we're going to be shut down. Like I said, gyms, bars, water parks. It is second wave this year, definitely.
Man, so what does that mean for you guys at the dealerships? Yeah. What does that mean for you guys?
So, you know, we hired these clean freaks. So it's, you know,
love it.
High school, before college, they are here sanitizing the dealership all day long. We are ordering sneeze guards, for our sales desks and for finance. We're just trying to take all precautions. I have a bunch of stuff right here.
Yep.
It's just getting to that point where, you know, it might be getting worse for us, and we might be going to the shutdown we had a couple months behind, because this thing isn't going anywhere.
Yeah, you know, and I hate to hear that, you know, and I know that there's waves and it's coming, and different states are going through different levels of it, you know, and here's the, you know, the man, it's great that you're being precautious, man. I love that you guys are putting the sneeze guards up. We did that at our stores. It gives a comfort level to customers when they sit down. They don't feel like they're sitting somewhere where
they're exposed.
It's something about that little
extra. They just see that the effort is there.
Right. So there's something about that. It also for the public. So when like other people see people in dealerships or not, they see, okay, at least they're within a sneeze guard. Cause you know, people get critical of other people when they see things like, oh, they don't have masks on, or they have masks on, or, you know, it's always one thing or another when it comes
line,
to that.
Man, they made a rat you out line.
So
people that aren't doing what they're supposed
right,
to do.
Right. So, you know,
yeah. And they have these, like secret shoppers making sure that,
yep.
You guys are, we're abiding by the rules. So
no doubt.
Yeah,
and you should be abiding by
it. They came to our store at the very beginning of it all, and you know, so we did fine. So we're lucky. We did everything the right way. So we're very lucky to have that happen, man. So, man, so I'm glad that you guys are still open. You guys are taking all the precautions, man. You know, I just stay safe out there. Just keep your positive mentality, like you have. I can assure you, just like anything, man, things pass. Good things or bad things are always going to pass, and then the next thing you know, everything's going to be even better. This is an opportunity for you to really train and just get down to the nitty gritty with your guys, because you may have more time, you know, because people may stay home for a little bit. We did that. I'm sure you guys did that in the first phase too. I took the opportunity to get to know my guys even better. You know, I thought I knew my guys, but then when you really get to know them, when there's a little bit more time to get to know them, it was actually a really great thing. And I felt really inspired by each one of those guys. And I want each one to have even more of a chance to be better at their jobs. So I hope that, you know, I'm sure the same thing will happen for you guys, man.
So Beto's a fast tracker for Car Guys and Car Gals. For those of you that are listening and watching and understand why it is that we're trying to make sure that we expose what it is that Beto's doing. So he did not have to shut his doors, if I'm correct, right? You didn't have to really shut your doors during the entire pandemic. Some dealerships were in straight shutdown, nothing happening. But that doesn't mean that at your level, this didn't absolutely drop a shockwave to the way that commerce happened in your area. So what were some of the solutions that you brewed inside of your store and that you are still continuously having to nurture and brew going into the second half of this year, where a second outbreak is happening, a second shutdown is occurring? What are the solutions that you've been brewing to help make sure that your process adapts and is still finding success? Because you're still finding success. I want you to still know that we're applauding you from Kentucky. You know what I mean? Great job on what you're doing. What is it that you're actually doing to brew solutions so that other solutionaries know how to be a fast tracker like you? Because you're still moving, brother.
Yeah, you know what? And what I'm fortunate with is that we have an amazing, amazing solution center, which is in all the other places is called a BDC, something that you guys don't have. But what I did take of this time that we went through is that I see what your guys' sales guys are doing, and you guys don't have a BDC. So what we try to do to make sure that we maximize all of our leads was use what BDC does for us and turn my guys into those guys that do what you guys do, you know, making those phone calls, sending those texts, sending those emails, you know. And that's what helped us out a lot when we went through this, because, you know, it was really, really scary for us at the beginning, because we had a couple of close calls where we thought we were actually going to get shut down. So, you know, we stuck with it. We stayed together. We made some, you know, we call it 212 degrees, you know, where we do everything that you can to continue to make this ship run. You know, you know, this ship that was going through some troubled waters, right? And we just had to find a way to let it not sink, you know. And I know that you guys dug in and just like everybody else had to, and you know, it was sticking together, making sure that, you know, we try to contact as many people as we could through those times. And you know, as a company, we almost have even a record month. You know, it was great things that went on, definitely.
Yeah, see, it's great.
Exactly where it is that we expect fast trackers to go.
Exactly, man. It's that champion mentality, knowing that no matter what adversity gets in front of me, let me find a solution and I can maybe come up with something really amazing here and make some records happen. Even if it's not records, there's something I'm going to do here that's going to help me grow beyond belief, right? But then the coolest thing about it all is when you get through it, at the end of the tunnel, you're like seeing all this light and you're like, whoa, I grew so much during this time. I matured so much during this time. I'll never forget this time. The team that I had during this time. How is anyone going to forget the team that stuck with them during the most craziest crisis we've ever been through in the United States since we've been in our generation or generations before us even, right? So it's an amazing time. I say this all the time, is that we're going to all look back at this year one day, even though right now a lot of people are like, oh, this was the worst year. No, we're going to look back at it. It's going to be like, it's one of the most amazing years. It changed the world. It changed the world that year. This 2020 was a complete, just shit.
I went through.
Right. And thrived, grew,
yes, sir.
Exponentially. Yeah,
man. It's a beautiful thing, man. And it's coming. You know, our doors, we had our doors locked. We couldn't let people in our showroom. We had to do test drives virtually. We had to do demonstrations, you know, features and benefits with a freaking camera and talk to people like that. It was so weird. But we pushed through it. We're champions, man. We evolve. We innovate. We make things happen because we do not want to fail. We want to grow. We want to be there. We want to be those people who prove that we can do anything. And then that's what makes it amazing, because you can. We're human beings on this planet. We've been given superpowers, and we don't even realize the superpowers we have until we explore them and just go for it.
Until the challenge gets there, right? Until the big enemy shows up. You don't, the hero ain't there. He's not
no,
just
you don't
just
need a superhero until the enemy shows
until
up.
Until the big bad monster shows up, that's when dum-ba-da-bum, it's the subprime hero and the car guy, right? You know what I mean? That's what ends up going on.
Man.
But Beto is so key on so many of the things that he's saying. And Beto, so we shifted, I mean, a transformation of our process, right? What types of changes did you have to do inside of your process in order to find success during this shift to a little bit more digital action?
Yes, it's a good question.
Let's see. What do we do here? One of the things that we did do was dig in. We have a pretty good process as far as trying to find a sponsor, which is a cosigner. We took it a little step further. And we actually used the we implemented the bar stool out here, the little old bar stool. Mm-hmm. That was a little shift for us because, you know, we just try to get that second attempt to, you know, we deal with subprime, you know, deep subprime, just like you guys do, and it's just tweaking a little bit of in the process to where let's dig in a little bit more. Let's just try to dig in a little bit more. Let's just show them that we're here to try to help these people out.
Right.
You know, we didn't change too much because we didn't have to shut down. But it's just spending the extra time and finding a little bit different ways to get to the finish line.
Man, you know, and that's great because, you know, we had to change some stuff. Like we had to do everything like online apps or take apps over the phone and then, you know, do almost everything, pricing numbers over the phone, which is so different. We don't like that, right? But it worked for us. And, you know, I tell you, it was crazy. It's like it almost made some deals even easier. Like I don't know how to explain it, but I think that catering to the customer so much, it worked.
Yeah, one of the things that we did at the beginning was that the leads didn't stop coming in.
Right.
That we didn't have an issue with the leads. The leads kept on coming in. What we did.
People were online more.
What's that?
People were online more. Yeah. You know what I mean? So what,
that time was there at the beginning of this, with what was happening with the Solution Center is that all the leads that were being filtered into them, we were actually screening them. We're setting up a salesperson to that lead. So we did do the pictures online. We did get them approved before they came in because we wanted to minimize the traffic that was coming into the store anyway.
Right.
Because we could only have, you know, 20 people in the store at a time. So those are some of the things that we did have to tweak at the beginning to, and you know, the closing percentages did go up because we were bringing in people that, you know, that we pretty much had an approval for before they came in. So I guess if we did have to tweak something, that was probably the only thing that we had to tweak with all this going on at the beginning. Mm-hmm. But then we just started saying, just bring them all in because I think we also missed some opportunities there as well. So we only changed that for maybe 2-3 weeks at the beginning.
That's awesome, man. Like you guys, it's, you know, and then you got to obviously you always evolve. You're always looking for something, whatever you got to tweak, you got to tweak. Something works. And then if it's not working right, you got to do a little different. That's smart. Yep. Great leader, man. Telling you, bro. You're going places, bro.
He's a fast tracker.
Man. So what a great fresh news section,
this
man.
This is a great fresh news section that has been brought to you by
Think Ad Group. You know what's up.
You can get where can you get information about Think Ad Group?
www.thinkadgroup.com. You need to check them out. Get a hold of Justin, get a hold of Derek, maybe even Evelyn. Those people are so knowledgeable about their product that you guys don't understand. It's not really a product, it's a solution for you. Yeah. So give them a call. They'll tell you what's up. They have a great, 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 great program.
A great way to make you think
Ad Group. Yeah, that's right.
Get you some of that.
All right, we'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Car Guy Cafe. Car guys and car gals, this is Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
This is Frelin Ars, the subprime hero.
And this particular jump box has been brought to you by Think
Ad Group. You know what's
and
up.
We are so excited to be brewing solutions with people that you can reach at www.thinkadgroup.com and find out what it is that they can actually think up for you to brew solutions inside of your dealership or your business today. There's some great solutionaries, and I'm telling you, you will be brewing with the best if you think
Ad Group. Just make sure you think before you add. Bam. What? Just like that. So we are back here with Peyto! So, Beto, man, this has been a great night. We do appreciate your time. I know you're a busy guy. I know you want to get back to your family tonight. So thank you very much. We just have a few more minutes with you, seconds with you. But we want to just get with you real quick about a jump box. You know, a lot of the guys out there, a lot of the gals out there listening to this and watching this, they are always on the show trying to figure out a way to get better. And that's what I love about our viewers. That's what I love about our audience is that they are solutionaries that are on the constant keep growing path. So with you being a fast tracker, you being a general manager, you being a guy who sold 30 cars in a month in the past, you know, you being a family man, getting ready to enlarge his family even bigger, what is a tip out there that you can give these folks that they can take with them and use that will help get their bat belt with an extra little
uplift?
There you go. Upshift and uplift them. You know, give them an extra tool for them. What would that be?
My tool for anyone getting in this car business is to not get frustrated. This is, you know, I sold cars for 3 years for this company. I lost 1 month and I was pissed off because I lost 1 month. One thing that I can tell to anybody is that frustration is something that cannot be in your vocabulary. Why? Because you can talk to 6-7 people in one day. Well, when they get in front of you, that's the first time that you got in front of them. Mm-hmm. So the customer will sense when you're frustrated, when you're trying to sell them instead of helping them. That is right there. One tip that I can give to anybody in this car business is frustration cannot be in your vocabulary. You got to treat every single customer like it's anything that you can think of, right? So that's my tip. Don't get frustrated. Get in front of people. Give them your best shot. Remember, that's the first person that you're the first person that they talk to. So that's my tip.
Man. Woo! That's a great tip, man.
Incredible tip.
It's such a simple tip, but yet a lot of people don't follow that, you know. And it's an amazing thing that if you can actually control that habit or that action or that feeling you have of frustration, and you understand that everybody that you talk to, you need to start fresh and give them the best smile.
That can be from selling cars to desking a deal to running the store. You know, frustration cannot be something that someone can see in you. That makes you weak.
Bro, I love it. Frustration.
You know a good tool that we can all use?
What's that?
Out there, car guys and car gals, to make sure that frustration doesn't sink in.
Yes.
Is you take that frustration and you apply 3 more F's to it. And you forgive, focus, fly. Forgive, focus, fly.
That's right.
Car Man. Guys and Woo! Car gals. So you want to keep growing like a fast tracker, like Beto is.
Man.
Like all these other solutionaries that we had during this entire incredible series, that we have the one and only Beto. He's the only him. And guess what, car guys and car gals, if you didn't know this or not, you're not going to be Beto. You're going to be you. You
That's
are
right.
going to be the best version of you.
Yourself. That's
the
it.
Only thing that you can do today is improve you.
Boof. Man.
And if you actually apply yourself to doing it, to not getting frustrated, forgive it. To not letting anybody else get in your way, forgive them. To not let your past issues be something that stops you from still taking another leap of faith, forgive it. But you get focused, like this solutionary that's right here fast tracking, and all these other solutionaries that we've had with us, like Derek Bumper, like Sean Hayes, like Melanie Borden, like Tom
Aioli,
Greg McCoy.
Oh, man.
He's in the cafe.
That was
with
so
us
cool to have him on tonight.
If you didn't get the chance to see that, you need to go back and listen to that episode, folks.
Lou and Fred.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate that.
Love it, brother. Love you, brother. Hit your chest one time for me, car guys and car gals. We're going deep on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. We're trying to make sure that we upshift and uplift what it is that you're doing today.
That's it.
Go be the light, right, Fred?
Be the light.
Be the light.
If you can't find it, you need to be it. That's it, man. And you are definitely the light, Beto, man.
Thank
we are honored
so
to have
much.
You on the show. Folks, if you don't know who Beto is, you now know who he is. Check him out. If you need a tip, he's the kind of guy you can call. You can call him at his store. He'll give you a tip. He's not scared to share his secrets. There's no such thing as secrets. Everybody.
If you got something you want to teach,
do it the right way.
Call Beto. He wants to learn.
Boom.
Right? And he'll actually probably show you a better way to do it. I'm just saying.
All right, folks. Thank you very much.
Hey, Solutionaries, this brew has been brought by Think Ad Group. You can get information by going to thinkadgroup.com and brewing solutions with the best. They are 100% Car Guy Coffee approved. Get you some.